From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open from American Express, presenting the interactive webcast event, Making a Name for Yourself. Kate and Andy Spade and Bobby Brown discuss their leap from business to brand, created by Open from American Express. Registration at openforumonline.com.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It's primary day in New York State, and we're going to give you one last shot now at the candidates themselves in that hotly contested 11th congressional district race in Brooklyn. That's parts of Park Slope, Flatbush, and East Flatbush, Brownsville, Crown Heights, and Kensington. Congressman Major Owens retiring after 24 years. We had all four candidates a few weeks ago in alphabetical order, so today we'll go in reverse alphabetical order for just 4 minutes each, beginning with City Councilman David Yaske. Councilman, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much.
And we'll do short answers, short questions, about 30 seconds, please. You're all liberal Democrats. Why does it matter to anyone but you candidates who actually wins?
Oh, it matters very much. Yeah, you know what? We probably all will vote more or less the same. The question is, who's got the experience to get our issues on the agenda in the first place? That's what we need in Washington. Democrats in Congress are not getting our ideas, our proposals out there to be voted on at all. That is where I come in. I've done that in the city council on affordable housing, on gun control, on asthma. I've gotten bills out there, gotten them passed. That's the experience we need in Washington.
At this point, for anyone undecided, endorsements matter. Who are your biggest endorsements?
Well, certainly the New York Times and the Brooklyn Papers. And it's not just that they made the endorsements, it's the reasons they gave. They both said, this is the guy who's got the experience to go down there and be effective in Washington. That's what Democrats need.
The Jewish Week reports that Orthodox leaders in the district are trying to get out a big vote for you today because you'd be the best for Israel, they say. Do you consider U.S.-Israel policy an important issue in this race?
It's an important issue, but, you know, I think we've got people in every part of this district working to get a big turnout. I mean, I'm on my way now to Brownsville. We have the former council member, Priscilla Wooten, who supports me there, the current district leader and the former district leader. We have very broad community support, Brownsville, East Flatbush, Crown Heights. People are working to get the vote out throughout this district to get me to Washington so I can do the work there.
What do you say about the carpetbagging charges? You did move into a voting rights district to run, and you won't win unless your black opponents split up the black vote.
That second part I disagree with. Look, I moved three blocks. I go to the same subway stop, same supermarket. My kids play in the same playground. And I represent a big part of this district today. You know, a lot of the voters in the 11th district, I represent them now as their council member. So the issue is, and I heard somebody on your program yesterday say, you know, I know this district as well, if not better, than any of the candidates, and I certainly know its needs. I've worked on its behalf. In terms of the strategy that you said a minute ago, that is not my strategy. My strategy is to get votes in every part of this district, and I think we're going to do well throughout the district.
If you do replace a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, do you see any issue on which you would likely vote differently from that caucus's majority?
I'm sure, you know, maybe there's an issue here or there, but I think on almost everything, I would share the agenda. And I'm sure that, you know, not every CBC member votes with every other CBC member all the time. But I think my agenda is very, very close to just what the Congressional Black Caucus is all about.
You're considered the second biggest critic of the Atlantic Yards Project next to Chris Owens, who opposes it outright. Are you more for it than him?
You know what? I'm more for changing it so that it's good for the neighborhood than he is, because my view is the way you get something done in government, it's not enough to just say, no, don't do it. You got to say, here's the plan that I prefer. Here are the changes I want to see made. Here's a better way to do it. In my career in government, that's how I've been effective, and that's how I would be effective on Atlantic Yards.
What's the biggest change? What's the biggest change you're lobbying for?
Well, scaling down the size, it's got to be cut at least in half. It's way, way, way too big. traffic, the traffic problems are horrendous. We have to build in traffic mitigation, and I put out a specific plan, 10 ideas, exactly what you need to do to deal with the traffic problems.
Closing arguments, 30 seconds. Why vote for you?
Because if you look at the record, I'm the one who's gotten bills passed. That's what we need in Washington on health care, on environment, on jobs, on gun control. I'm the one who's got the experience to get down there and get our ideas on the agenda.
City Councilman David Yaskey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It's one more time around for the candidates in the 11th Congressional District. You give us these 20 minutes, we'll give you all four candidates. Next, Chris Owens, son of the retiring Congressman Major Owens. I didn't say we'd give you the world. We're going to give you one congressional district in 20 minutes. We'll do short questions, short answers, about 30 seconds, please. You're all liberal Democrats. Why does it matter to anyone but you candidates who actually wins?
Because it's easy to put a label on somebody and call us liberal or progressive. The difference is, what do you actually do? What do you stand for? What have you been fighting for? What are you known for? And there's only one candidate in this race who has a record of being an activist and a real progressive, and that's Chris Owens. Everyone else who happened to be elected officials have not used their bully pulpits to advance the progressive agenda in the way they could have, and I think that lost opportunity means something. People know when they get the Owens name, they know what they're going to get. They're going to get a fighter. They're going to get well-reasoned positions. They're going to get a progressive perspective and no fear in standing up to Bush and the Republicans as well as developers.
At this point, for anyone undecided, endorsements do matter. Who are your biggest endorsements?
Well, I consider my biggest endorsements the 27 members of Congress, including my father, who believe that I am the best candidate to come down there and that I will be a great addition to Congress. Maxine Waters and Lynn Woolsey were in town last night, and they reiterated their strong endorsements of me. But I've also been endorsed by Assemblyman Jim Brennan, who represents a huge chunk of the 11th Congressional District, as well as the National Organization for Women, the Sierra Club, and the Amsterdam News, Our Time Press, and the Caribbean American Weekly. We have a well-rounded system of endorsements that really makes a difference. Democracy for New York City, a whole bunch of groups. I mean, I'm very proud of that because people understand who I am.
Am I correct that you're the biggest opponent of the Atlantic Yards Project among today's candidates?
Yes, I think you're absolutely correct. And I was kind of saddened by my opponent's response a minute ago in terms of how he views this project. The bottom line is, he never spoke out when this project was proposed. He never said anything about how it should be modified. It was only after he realized he had to run for Congress and it was going to hurt him that he started taking positions. And then this year, he basically flip-flopped totally when he realized the polls were going against him. So that disappoints me that he represents himself as being an opponent of the plan. But at the same time, I also believe that there is a way to make things better. I'm not against development. I'm not against jobs. I'm not against commercial space. There was a competing bid to Ratner. It should have been considered. The bid was higher than Ratner's, but the MTA chose to give it to Ratner. I don't think there was fair play involved, and that's why I'm not afraid to say I'm opposed to this project. As we try and work it out, is something that's going to be beneficial for the community.
Yvette Clark got Jack Murtha's endorsement as his Iraq war opponent of choice. Are you different from Yvette Clark on the war?
I think I'm very different, mostly because I have a track record of opposing it. I mean, I've been to, you know, every demonstration, I've spoken out, I've been active in organizing against the war. Yvette has kind of, you know, basically been there, but in word, but not in deed. And it was very convenient playing Washington insider politics that Congressman Weiner and Congressman Murtha decided to team up, since Congressman Murtha wants to run for majority leader and make some deals that they think will gain him some votes in that fight. But that doesn't change the integrity of the issue for Chris Owens. You know, we've been opposed to the war since before it began, and we've been speaking out against it. And other folks basically haven't used the offices they've held to advance that cause.
And the Jewish Week reports that Orthodox leaders in the district are trying to get out a big vote for David Yaskey today because they say he'd be the best for Israel. Do you consider yourself different from Yaskey on U.S.-Israel policy?
In terms of policy, we probably are not different overall. I think in terms of attitude, there's some difference. I believe that the United States and Israel have to make sure that they're in a position of strength by reconnecting with the rest of the world and making sure that we don't further alienate people and create more and more enemies against either one of our nations. And I don't necessarily believe Israel always makes the right decisions and that we support them in making some of those decisions. We have to be allies. We're not afraid to question ourselves, like I questioned President Bush. We have to be unafraid to question our allies when we feel they may not be doing the right thing. So I'm very supportive of Israel, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to ask a tough question or two.
Closing arguments, 15 seconds. Why vote for you?
There's only one person in this race who has 20 years of experience working with the Congress as it exists today. And the reality is that I'm the only one who has that experience. I'm the only candidate with children in public schools. And I'm the only candidate who's a real, true progressive. So I hope people will come out and vote today.
Chris Owens, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It's one more time around for the candidates in the 11th Congressional District primary. Next, Councilwoman Yvette Clark. We'll do short questions, short answers, Councilwoman, about 30 seconds, please. You're all liberal Democrats. Why does it matter to anyone but you candidates who actually wins?
Good morning, Brian. Because it matters, because it's important that we have a voice in Congress that understands the needs, the desires, the dreams of the constituency, and who can, from their own experience as a legislator whose council districts resides in the heart of the district, bring an authentic voice to the legislative body that is the U.S. House of Representatives.
At this point, for anyone undecided, endorsements matter. Who are your biggest endorsements?
Wow. I mean, you can look at Public Advocate Betsy Gottbaum, Congressman Anthony Weiner, Congressman Murtha. The list is so long. Councilmember Bill de Blasio, Councilmember Darlene Mealy, Councilmember Kendall Stewart, H. Carl McCall, the New York Daily News, 32BJ, 1199, the Teamsters, UFCW. I mean, it's such a long list of progressive elements within our community who have really come together behind my candidacy and for the people of the 11th Congressional. It's truly awesome.
The last time we had the four of you on, you were the most vocal against Yaski running at all in this race as a white person in this district. Why?
It wasn't as a white person. I think, you know, unfortunately, this campaign has become a referendum around the racial dynamic. I was concerned because David Yaski moved into the district, and while he says that he represents a significant part of it, there is such a wide, vast part of this district that he has never represented and whose issues he's never articulated. And so that is what, the major concern was for me. It was, you know, becoming acquainted with this constituency through the electoral process is not necessarily, you know, what people look for in terms of leadership. When you're there all along, when you're not a Johnny-come-lately, people can appreciate that level of leadership.
In endorsing Yaski, the New York Times pointed to your false claim to have graduated from college, then pleading memory loss about it. True?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's not. I think the way that they put it in context was certainly not true. I have two courses to complete my degree, and, you know, I had attended a non-matriculating student, Meg Rivers College, and that was many, 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 many years ago. And I assumed it was an administrative process where I would just transfer these credits back and complete that degree. So it was never like an issue for me in terms of the service that I gave, but a matter of timing and administration. Of course, they're going to put it in the context that they need to in order to substantiate the decision they've made. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about there.
Closing arguments, 30 seconds. Why vote for you?
Yes, listen, this district really is facing some harm coming out of Washington, D.C. I have been on the ground really organizing and developing within this district the types of systems and infrastructure, from the community-based organizations to institutions like Kings County Hospital and SUNY Downstate Biotech, tangible things that our constituencies can utilize as Washington, D.C. continues to divest from this district. My voice will bring a face to the fight for immigration reform, the fight for women's rights, the fight for universal health care, as I've built an institution to sort of mitigate, Washington's neglect of those who are uninsured. And the people of the district know that. They've been able to benefit from my leadership. So they're going to come out and vote, and they're going to vote Yvette Clark, and I'm really excited about that.
Councilwoman Yvette Clark, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Brian. Have a pleasant day.
It's one more time around for the congressional candidate for the candidates in the 11th Congressional District primary. Finally, State Senator Carl Andrews. We'll do short questions, short answers, Senator, about 30 seconds, please. You're all liberal Democrats. Why does it matter to anyone but you candidates who actually wins?
Well, I think that this district has a lot of things that needs to be addressed: affordable housing, health care, and unemployment, and jobs. And I have a track record in all of these areas. I've lived in this district all my life as a public servant. I've been working in this community for over 27 years, and I think that I've demonstrated that I could represent this district not only on the state as a state senator for the last 4 years, but more importantly as a member of Congress.
You're for the Atlantic Yards Project. Tell us why, and can you still have influence over that as a member of Congress?
Of course. I'm for the project in theory because the project brings in jobs, it brings in economic development, it brings in affordable and low-income housing for senior citizens and non-seniors, and I think it's a good project for the district. Is it a perfect project? No. Does it need some modifications? Yes. And I think that I've been in the position now as a state senator to talk to the developer and have some of those concerns addressed, and I look forward to doing that as a member of Congress.
The Jewish Week reports that Orthodox leaders in the district are trying to get out a big vote for David Yasky today because he'd be the best for Israel, they say. Do you consider yourself different from Yasky on U.S.-Israel policy?
I think we believe in some of the same issues as it relates to Israel. We believe that Israel has the right to defend itself, has the right not to try to negotiate with any government or any group that does not believe that they have the right to exist. And I think that despite the fact that there's maybe a great push in the Orthodox Jewish community to support David Yasky, I've lived in Crown Heights all my life. Most of my neighbors on my blocks are Orthodox. Dove Hyken has endorsed me. Elliot Spitzer has endorsed me. Rhoda Jacobs has endorsed me. Carl Kruger has endorsed me. Steve Simowitz has endorsed me. And the Jewish press has endorsed me. So I think that I have demonstrated over years a good working relationship with the Jewish community, the Orthodox community in this district. And I think that when they go to the polls, they will know Carl Andrews, not because of his ethnicity, but because of the work that he's been doing in the community.
At this point, for anyone undecided, endorsements matter. Who are your biggest endorsements?
Well, I have this guy by the name of Elliot Spitzer that has endorsed me. Dave Dinkins, Dove Hyken, Bill Thompson and I, we're right now at a polling site doing polls. Alan Hevesy, all the other ones I named earlier, the AFL-CIO, former governor Mario Cuomo, the DC 37, the teachers, UFT, PEF, Professional Employees Federation, CSEA, New York State Nurses Association, Communications Workers Association, and I think there's a few more other elected officials in that bunch that I haven't mentioned.
Closing arguments, 30 seconds. Why vote for you?
Well, when you vote for Carl Andrews, you'll get someone, one, who from the community, understands the community, has a demonstrated record of getting results for the community, and more importantly, has broad-range support from every corner of the district and has demonstrated over the last 27 years a commitment to this district. And finally, one of the people who inspired me to get involved in politics was Shirley Chisholm. While I was a student at Mecca Evers College, she encouraged our student body to get involved in public service. And from that point on, I've been involved in public service.
State Senator Carl Andrews, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And
have a good day.
You too. And there you have all four candidates running in the 11th Congressional District Democratic primary today to succeed Major Owens. Now, coming up in 20 minutes, it'll be our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific WNYC exit poll for New York State Primary Day 2006. We'll let you in that district and anyone else call in and weigh in on who you're voting for in any race today. Coming up next, we'll take a break from all that and look at what men's fashion says about men. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.